Culture 6. Exercises 5 and 6.
So, here we are inside Alcatraz. I'm with Danny Bergman, who works at the museum and shows people round. Hi, Danny.
Hello, and welcome to Alcatraz.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to the tour.
Well, the first thing I'll show you is a prison cell. Come this way. Here we are. This is a typical cell.
Wow, it's so small.
Yes, it's 2.7 meters long and 1.5 meters wide. The prisoners could stretch their arms out and touch both walls, like this.
Oh, yes.
Each cell had a bed with one blanket, a desk, a toilet, and a small wash basin. Each prisoner had his own cell. Black prisoners stayed in cells in a different block.
What did the prisoners do all day?
They got up at 6:30, had breakfast at 7, then tidied their cells. If they were lucky and behaved well, they were allowed to work from 7:30. If not, they had to stay in their cells. Lunch was at 11:20, and then they worked again until 4:25. The guards locked the cell doors at 5 o'clock and turned off the lights at 9:30.
It doesn't sound like fun.
Nope, it wasn't. There was a library, though, with 15,000 books, and prisoners could borrow 3 books at a time. The average prisoner read about 85 books a year. They could also play musical instruments for an hour a day in the canteen if they wanted to.
Could they go outside?
Only at weekends, for a maximum of 5 hours. They could play baseball in the recreation yard.
And what about visitors?
Each prisoner could have 1 visitor a month.
Those are very tough rules.
Yes, they are. And if they broke the rules, the punishments were very harsh.
Did any prisoners escape?
36 men tried to escape, including 2 who tried to escape twice. The guards recaptured 23 men, including 2 who successfully managed to leave the island and reach the city. The guards shot and killed 6 others during their escape, and 2 prisoners drowned trying to swim across the bay.
That makes 31. What about the other 5?
Nobody knows what happened to them. Have you heard of the famous Hollywood film Escape from Alcatraz?
The Clint Eastwood film, yes.
Well, that film tells their story. The 5 men planned a very clever and detailed escape over 7 months. They disappeared one night and were never seen again. The FBI looked for them, but never found them.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. They probably drowned. But it's nice to think that maybe they got away.